This is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. I'm delighted to say zooming onto the show is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm sitting here looking at a Christmas tree. It feels too early, but it's up anyway.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. So, yeah, now I'm feeling Christmassy myself.
Are you? Have you decked the halls yet, or is that too soon?
It's too soon in our household, but... one of my friends actually had the Christmas tree up all throughout the year.
No, really?
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing.
Wow.
And my friend is one of the mad people that have, kept their Christmas tree up all throughout the year. And every, Easter, they have Easter decorations. And, it's a thing.
I guess you could just redecorate it. So you'll put, little umbrellas for cocktails in the summer.
That's what she's done. Yeah. it's fun, isn't it?
Amazing. I mean, it's presumably not a real live Christmas tree, or the needles would be all over the floor by now.
It would be looking quite twiggy by now, but no, it's an artificial one.
Wow. I mean, I must admit, I usually get to January and I'm like, right, let's get this thing down.
That's it. Done.
I admire the determination. So how are you, Sarah? Are things looking Christmassy in the NSPCC world?
It's Christmas. It's definitely Christmas at NSPCC. Everything is Christmas, to be honest. There's so much happening right now at the NSPCC. And I should talk to you about it, Stuart.
Yes, what's occurring? I see something about Stir Up Sunday. I've been stirring up Sundays ever since I was little, but I think in a different way.
So Stir Up Sunday is actually a national event that the NSPCC is taking part in. So TV presenter Greg Wallace, he's been really great at encouraging groups and organisations and families all across the region to take part in their own Christmas pudding workshop.
Wow.
It's brilliant. He's provided us with one of his very own Christmas pudding recipes. It's brilliant. It's really easy for people to get involved with. Anyone can take part. And people will get the Greg Wallace recipe, how to make a Christmas pudding. And there's lots of help with setting up Just Giving pages for donations. And if people do want to take part or they're interested in hearing more, they can email stirupsunday@nspcc.org.uk for more information.
This is very cool. So the Greg Wallace has given us the ideal recipe to make the best Christmas pudding.
He certainly is. So, yes, I'm intrigued. So I will have to have a look.
If there's a man who knows how to make a good Christmas pudding, it's him, isn't it? He's got a sweet tooth. He knows his stuff.
He has. And I've never made my own Christmas pudding before. So maybe this year I'll give
this
it a go.
This will be the one. Do you do that thing where you put two peas in there? My nan used to do that.
No.
Two pence coins. I think you're supposed to wrap them in foil. She didn't used to wrap them. She just put them in there. So I used to slightly spoil. I'm sure that's not in the recipe. Don't follow that guidance.
But, no. No, do not do that at home.
So it's about the right time to make it now, because it needs a bit of time to brew and stuff, doesn't it? So where can people find out more information about this? And
so they can email it's stirupsunday@nspcc.org.uk, and then they'll be sent all the information on how to make your own Christmas pudding with Greg Wallace.
Amazing. And then send him a picture, of course, of the finished article.
Absolutely. I'm sure he'd love to see that.
Great stuff. So it's not just Christmas puddings. There's a lot more to Christmas. How about what are you doing about the front doors?
Oh, yes. There's Christmas wreaths.
Hey.
We've got the big wreath make. So people might think, oh, what's a big wreath make? Well, it's another group-led activity that gives people the chance to really get creative over the festive period. So again, you've got your groups, your organisations, you've got families, anyone can create their own Christmas wreath. And the NSPCC, we can supply, for those who sign up, step-by-step instructions on how to create one. And there's beginners, there's advanced. You could be non-traditional if you like. We've got a guide on how to make a pom-pom wreath, or you can get out your pruning shears and harvest some holly and make your own real fresh traditional wreath by adding some personal touches from nature. Ideally, for those who want to take part, it's best to make the wreaths about 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas. So, in the next couple of weekends, maybe make your wreath so it's nice and fresh for the big day. And this one's really easy. You just search NSPCC for Big Wreath Make for further details. And anyone that signs up, it'd be really appreciated. Again, you can create your own Just Giving page if you like. Sign up, do something with the family, get everyone around the table and do something Christmassy together.
What a great idea. I like the idea of a pom-pom wreath. Are they like knitted pom-poms? Surely they'll
knitted
get...
pom-pom, yeah.
They'll shrink in the brain and...
you know what? Nowadays, in the modern world, you can do anything, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. We've got loads of holly bushes out the back. I shall go down there and nick a bunch with gloves on. And...
Exactly. I quite like the idea of just the twigs. Nice and simple. Just a nice twig to work its way around, and then I just put a couple of decorations on them. And I think that looks quite nice. I think less is more for me.
I'm going to challenge people to include Lego in their wreath.
Do you know what? They'll do it.
They will. I want to see pictures of wreaths with a little Lego dude in the middle. I think that's
brilliant.
I'm inspired now. I'm going to get the Lego and the wreath making kit out. So where can people find out more stuff? The Big Wreath Make.
So they just put in, they can just search online for NSPCC, The Big Wreath Make. And then more information will come up there and then. Nice and easy to find.
It's a guide how to do it. See, I wouldn't know where to start. I'd just be like, right, there's some spiky stuff and stick on the front of the door. So yeah, there is a method.
Step-by-step instructions to make it nice and easy for those that have never done it before because, I would need instructions too.
Yeah, also. And it comes green, naturally, most things. So we can...
Yeah, we like a bit of green.
Yeah.
We like kind of PCC green.
That's in vogue over there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So brilliant. I look forward to seeing your Lego wreath.
Oh, yes. I'm excited to get the Lego back out again, to be on any excuse, really. What can you tell us about the Walk for Children?
Yeah, so this one's really good because we've been doing over the last 18 months, 2 years, hopefully people have been, you've been getting a lot more active. I've been getting a little bit more active and we're encouraging people to walk. So groups and individuals can organise a walk. And this walk, we're going to try and organise a walk on the longest night of the year. Walk for Children is on the 21st of December. But if you can't organise a walk on the 21st of December, it can be another day of your choice. It can be a day walk, a night walk. We're asking people walk for 5K and fundraise for us at the same time. It's a lovely group activity to do. If you're wrapping up warm, you could take part on your own with friends or family, with colleagues at work. Pupils, teachers can get together. Anyone can take part. All you have to do is organise a trail. And this could be a loop around your house, your neighbourhood, around your office, your school. It can be in the town, on the coast. It can be anywhere you choose. It's just a nice thing to do, getting people together and enjoying a Christmas walk together. It is a really nice thing to do. And you could even include mulled wine, maybe a hot chocolate, mince pies beforehand.
Oh, or at the end of the work.
Yeah, or at the end of the work, you could have like a Christmas dinner or Christmas drinks. You could even dress up. People are wearing reindeer antlers, Santa hats, or light up accessories. It's entirely up to you. It's just a really nice thing to do before Christmas. On the longest night of the year.
The longest night of the year? Is that official? The 21st of December?
21st of December, the longest night.
I feel sorry for Santa. He would probably want it to be the 25th, give him a bit more time. But
So, yeah, there's lots of things people can do. They're just three of the Christmas products that we have at NSPCC. For Walk for Children, again, you can search NSPCC Walk for Children. Or people can email me if they've got any questions on any of these events. So it's my email is sarah.laffling. Laffling is LAFF for Freddie, LING at nspcc.org.uk.
Easy peasy. They can send you the things they're doing, pictures of stuff they get up to, find out more information about what they're doing and what we can do to help raise awareness and a bit of funds for the NSPCC.
Yeah, any support people can give would be really appreciated.
Amazing. I look forward to the mince pies at yours then, after the...
mince pies will be served.
Amazing. 5K sounds like a long way, but I've just looked at it. It's 3 miles.
It's not really. I mean, you know, people would take their time. It's not a race. you know.
Yeah, you're giving us the longest day of the year. We can take our time. There's no rush.
Take your time. It's absolutely fine.
You probably do that, walking around the shopping centre trying to get your presents. Anyway.
Well, I will do, yeah.
Sarah, amazing. Loads going on, as always. Thank you so much for the work you do. And I look forward to enjoying a mince pie, a Christmas pudding, and sending you pictures of my Lego reef.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you so much for having me again on the show.
Always a pleasure. We'll catch up before Christmas.
You certainly will. Thank
swap
you.
Cards. Speak to you soon.
Bye, Stuart. Thank you.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.